What's up, lovely people? It's December 1st and my favorite day of the week, Friday. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Only 31 days left in the year 2023. Let's finish this week, finish this year strong. First up, news from the world's climate summit happening in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. It's called COP28. The letters stand for Conference of the Parties, and the numbers stand for the 28th year that this summit is taking place. It's organized by the United Nations for the countries that are members of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Let's go to Fez Jamil now for more about COP's history and what it hopes to accomplish.
COP stands for Conference of the Parties. The gatherings are intense technical negotiations brokered by the UN. Countries are meant to work together to coordinate a global effort to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions. But progress at successive COP summits has been limited. The first climate COP summit took place in Berlin in 1995, and representatives from more than 170 states or territories attended. 2 years later, at COP3 in Japan, countries agreed to the Kyoto Protocol, in which 37 industrialized states or territories were legally bound to start reducing their emissions. But the biggest polluter at the time, the United States, refused to ratify the agreement because it didn't oblige developing nations like China to cut emissions. And without the United States and China on board, the Kyoto Protocol began to crumble. Then at COP21 in Paris, there was a breakthrough. The Paris Agreement was adopted by more than 190 parties, including the US and China. Its ambition was to limit global warming to well below 2, but preferably 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrialized levels. Since then, progress has been slow, and pledges by governments across the world haven't gone far enough, even as deadly extreme weather has gotten more intense and cost of inaction has skyrocketed. At COP26 in Glasgow, countries signed an agreement that for the first time acknowledged the role of fossil fuels in the climate crisis. But the conference also had its shortcomings. India successfully demanded that the final agreement would commit countries to phase down rather than phase out planet-heating coal. COP27 in Egypt saw countries agreeing to set up a loss and damage fund to help vulnerable nations hit by climate disasters. But while the intent to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius was reaffirmed, progress so far has fallen far short, where scientists say it needs to be.
Now, at this year's summit, already global delegates have agreed to establish a damage fund for those nations hit hardest by the climate crisis. The United Arab Emirates and Germany already pledged $100 million to this fund. The UK promised £60 million. The US committed $17.5 million, and Japan contributed $10 million. Since last year's summit in Egypt, more than 80 countries have voiced support for language around phasing out fossil fuels. However, many wish to continue using fossil fuels as long as the climate pollution is captured before it enters the atmosphere. Moving on now to news back in the United States. The Environmental Protection Agency proposed to remove lead pipes from the U.S. water system. Why? Lead is an extremely toxic heavy metal, and studies have linked exposure to it to significant health and developmental problems, especially for kids. New lead pipes have been banned in the U.S. since the 1980s, but there are still about 9 million lead service lines in the country, according to the EPA. And Illinois and Rhode Island are the states with the highest proportions of service lines due for replacement. The EPA proposal says lead service lines must be replaced within 10 years. The project will require billions of dollars, but the agency analysis suggests that the benefits would be 4 to 10 times greater. 10-second trivia. What sport helped ease mounting tensions between China and the U.S. during the height of the Cold War? Ping pong, pickleball, tennis, or badminton? Chinese leader Mao Zedong invited the U.S. table tennis team to China in 1971. Those matches helped break the ice ahead of the Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's groundbreaking secret trip to China months later. One of the most influential and controversial foreign policy figures in American history, Henry Kissinger, has died. The former U.S. Secretary of State and National Security Advisor was 100 years old. CNN's Richard Roth has a look back at the defining moments of Kissinger's career.
I know all of you will want to hear from the new Secretary of State. Henry Kissinger never really needed an introduction on the world stage again. Kissinger, the most famous statesman of the last half of the 20th century. Celebrated and controversial.
I'm not going to make any sense.
As Richard Nixon's national security advisor and secretary of state, the diplomat wielded enormous power and influence. So trusted that it was Kissinger who went to China on a secret mission to explore a historic opening of U.S. relations with communist China.
Whoever went would be alone in Beijing with no communication. And therefore, if he didn't know Nixon's mind, he might do foolish things.
Vietnam. Casualties mounted as the Vietnamese gained territory. Nixon and an undiplomatic Kissinger thought more bombing of the North would help. Kissinger approved secret bombings of North Vietnamese units in Cambodia without congressional approval. He would say, sometimes statesmen have to choose among evils, moral compromises in messy conflicts. Kissinger and his Vietnamese counterpart, Lê Duc Tho, were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their role in negotiating a ceasefire.
I have to say, I have never dealt with a group of people as treacherous as the North Vietnamese leadership.
Kissinger insisted trouble on the home front hurt chances to succeed in Vietnam.
We lost the war because we were divided and also because we were too uncertain about what we wanted.
Kissinger's support for a coup in Chile and pro-U.S. military strongmen in other parts of the world drew criticism.
Arrest Henry Kissinger for war crimes!
Kissinger's legacy would be contested decades later when he testified in Congress at the age of 91. In the Middle East, Kissinger performed what came to be known as shuttle diplomacy to separate Israeli and Arab forces, setting the stage for future peace accords. When Nixon resigned as president, Kissinger stayed on as Gerald Ford's Secretary of State, his opinion still widely sought after by governments and businesses after leaving public office.
You want to leave your country better off than you found it. And there's nothing in private life you can do that's as interesting and as fulfilling.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 comes from Lowell, Massachusetts, where a middle school opened its own barber shop. Any student at Sullivan Middle School can receive a free haircut from a professional barber during school on Mondays by booking an appointment online. The salon, named Husky Cuts after the school's mascot, aims to break down barriers like finances and maybe transportation that could keep kids from access to looking and feeling their best. If any of y'all ever need a fresh cut, come holler at your boy. I'll take care of it for you. Have you looking like Mr. Clean. All right, superstars, I have had an awesome week sharing and learning with you. Thank you for what I believe is your greatest superpower, your curiosity, being open and curious about news happening near and far, not content to maintain the status quo. That's what it's all about. Multimillionaire and advisor to U.S. Presidents Bernard Baruch once said, "Millions saw the apple fall, but Newton asked why." Now, shout out time. Mrs. Becker's class at Nautilus Middle School in Miami Beach, Florida. Muchas gracias for all the lovely letters. I can't tell you how much this means to me. My heart completely melted in a puddle all over the floor. Go out and make someone smile today, y'all. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.